on our path home to God, most of us continue to look for the next big thing, person, practice, etc., that will help us make that big leap into the arms of the divine. We seemed to always really look out there for our salvation, when the truth is that it's always inside of us. The divine rests within us as our true being, something we always acknowledge in our minds, but often do not live in our life. There's only one ultimate guru, and that guru resides within the core of our soul as the flame presence of God, the One, that is our truest, deepest nature. Communion, reunion, complete absorption into the presence of God that is our true nature is the goal of the path. When we have dissolved all sense of our separateness into that, we have realized the truth of who and what we are. We need not look further for the path home and the goal, except right within us. In fact, this is the only place that it can ever be found. All the seeming outer assists, teachings, practices, gurus, transmissions, etc., etc., are only the finger pointing at the moon, potential catalysts that can help us come into deeper communion with who and what we are. And ultimately, the direct path is to surrender to the guru within us. To know that it is the only desire of the One for our separate personality self-sense to be brought back into communion with our divine nature. This is all that God and our soul wants. It is the divine will that this happen, and it is inevitable. Why not surrender right now and throw ourselves at the feet of the God within us and ask with all of our heart and soul to be brought home? Something magic happens when we do this. The degree to which we do so, the depth of sincerity in our hearts, is what really is important. When we do this and basically give God the One the complete authority to bring us home, turn our whole life over we have made the most supremely important decision and act that we can make. From there, we have given God the authority to take dominion over our life and to turn everything that occurs into our way home. God then becomes the conductor of the orchestra of our life. Everything that happens then comes to us as our path to salvation. Then there is no question of whether what is occurring in our lives is part of our path home. There can be no conflict, because God has brought it to us as the next step in our journey to realization, as our next step to our salvation. Then all that is required of us is to change our orientation, to reprogram our responses, to be aware of our resistance, denial, judgment, separation from what we experience on an inner and outer level, and instead to reframe it all as the next step on our path home. This is something that you can do right now. You can go into the depth of your being, into your heart of hearts, and realize that the omnipotent, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent One that is all loving is right here, right now, wanting to bring you home. And you can give that One the full authority to do so. You can prostrate yourself at the feet of the God within you, and from the depth of your heart say, "I'm all yours. Take me home now." Make every breath, every occurrence that occurs from here on in my path home, every thought, every feeling, every person, and God will make it so, because God is all that is, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent beingness that only wants you to come home, only wants our salvation. So if this feels like the next step in your journey, take the time now to do just that. Release it all and feel the freedom. Period. You no longer need to find your way home. You no longer need to resist or be in conflict. You can know that the best guru of all potential gurus, the ultimate Paramsat guru, is now in charge. Can relax and be at peace and rest in the knowing that everything that occurs is your path home. Much love and many blessings.